Case number 10695, Tobin Deborah Henry, west of Route 1, east of Auto Lane, being lot 59, section 2, within Bayview Park Development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Names and addresses.
Tobin Henry, 34880 Auto Lane in Bethany Beach.
Sir?
William J. Saunders, 31614 River Road, Millsboro.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do, or I do.
You don't want to speak, bro.
Thank you. No.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Fine, sir. Do you want to explain to the board your request for these variances?
Yes, I'm requesting approximately a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot setback on the east side of my home in Bethany Beach at 34880 Auto Lane.
That's all?
Is that all?
Well, there's three other requests, but my understanding, and Ms. Isaacs can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's a technicality from the previous owner. When I submitted a new plaque, it was compared to the old survey plaque done by another surveyor, and because there were several inches difference on the front and the two sides, the decision was made for me to get a variance for all four sides. But no, I did no construction on the front and the two sides of my home. I only did construction on the back side, as I'll explain as I go through this. Did that explain
Correct.
That? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, just to wrap it all into one and hopefully get approval for the whole thing once and for all, that's the reason why my request was modified.
But it came about because of an addition.
It came about because of those additions, but that was also approved under a previous variance, which I'll explain here in a second.
Okay.
All right. In June of 2003, my wife and I bought the home, which of course is now 34880 Auto Lane. At the time in which we purchased the house, in the documents was a document that described a variance that had been awarded to the previous owner, which was Dennis and Mary Ward. In that variance, there was a statement that stated the following: a 2.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot east side yard setback for a second-level deck was a part of their request, along with the other three sides that I described earlier. Then on the next page, after other items here, which I won't read, we can certainly submit this, but it then said the board granted the requested variance. And, of course, as a part of that, which I'll be happy to read, are the three changes for the front and the two sides. But the one in question, in terms of what I'm here for tonight, is the one that stated a 2.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot east side yard setback, which is the back of my house, for a second-level deck. I received that at closing as a part of all the documentation you receive when you buy a home. I kept it for all these years. And then last year, my wife and I decided that we wanted a screen porch on the back of the house. The back of the house is my canal side of the house. And off to my left side, as you're facing the water, we have a really nice lagoon, and we have a beautiful view there. We just love the home. But we wanted to be able to sit out there at night and not be have the bug problem, so we decided we wanted to put on a screen porch. I asked several people in the neighborhood and came back with a recommendation from two of my neighbors for a company called Lloyd Saunders Roofing. I contacted Lloyd Saunders Roofing and discussed the situation with a Mr. Don Grebe, who works for Mr. Saunders. He subsequently came out to my home around the 1st of September. I met with him and discussed what I wanted, and also at that time discussed the variance and the fact that I thought that I had a document that said I could move forward with this work. Shortly after that, I then sent him an email to Mr. Grebe, and in that email dated September the 9th, I said the following: Don, attaches a rough specification of the work I want done and a simple drawing, which was this document here. Also, I included a copy of the variance. I underlined the only relevant part of the variance, which is the extension of the east side deck 2.8 feet. Once you have printed the two docs, give me a call and we can review. So I submitted that to Mr. Grebe on September the 9th. Then on September the 30th, October the 30th, Mr. Grebe submitted to me a proposal based upon the work that I had described to him in my documents. He gave me a price and a proposal to do the work. If you'll notice on the proposal, there's a statement that says cost for permit is included in the price. So as I had thought, and of course Mr. Grebe had explained, they were a Sussex County contractor. They would take care of the permitting process and of course would build once the county okayed the permit and would have then allow them to build. That was presented to me on October the 30th. That document's dated of last year, of course. Then on November the 2nd, 3 days later, I sent the following letter to Mr. Saunders, the owner, and I stated the following. Attached is the executed contract, county variance for the deck change, and our most recent survey plaque. Also, I've included an addendum A to the contract. Please sign a copy of addendum A and return to the address below. Once I receive a signed copy, I will forward a check for one half down, which were the payment terms from Mr. Saunders. Here's addendum A, which I then attached to the contract, signed it, and sent that back to Mr. Saunders for his signature, and ultimately gave him a check then for the deposit. I do want to note, though, item number 4 of addendum A, which I made a part of the contract. I'll read this. The north end of the east side deck, in quotes, waterfront, is to be extended approximately 2.8 feet per approved variance. See enclosed variance. So, again, I thought we had approved document that said I could extend it and no longer have to be within the 10-foot setback rule. I could extend it to 2.8 feet. To get the amount of room that we wanted on our screen porch. So I submitted that to Mr. Saunders on the November the 2nd of last year. One thing I'd like to point out, if I could, I didn't bring copies of this, but I'd like to point out, this is my lot here. Is that appropriate? Mm-hmm. Here's my lot here. First of all, my lot is 55 feet by 95 feet. Which, if it's not the smallest lot there, that's no reason for me to get a variance, but you can see I'm kind of compacted in there. And then the one thing, though, that I did want to show that's clearly shown on the plat, as you can see on the bulkhead, I have a very severe angle which runs from the top right to the bottom left. Mm-hmm. So my house then does not set at the same angle as the bulkhead. It's, in fact, set at an opposite angle. So it does not run even with the bulkhead, which probably should have been the case of how it should have been built, but it wasn't built that way. So what you have here is in the top corner here, I'm within the 10-foot setback at the high end of the angle, but at the bottom end of the angle, I'm not within the setback. So that's I don't know if you want to see that or not. Here's that drawing here. Should I give that to you?
We have it.
Everyone has it.
Good. Okay, great. So as you can see, because of the severe angle of the deck, for me to get 10 foot on one side, I can't now get the 10 foot on the other side without going beyond the 10 foot setback. And the variance stated a 2.8 foot exception to the 10 foot variance. So that's what led me to believe, okay, I've got the okay to build out that one side and not have the standard 10 foot setback. Approximately March of this year, Mr. Grebe called and indicated to me we had a problem. Because I am on the east side of the canal, there is some type of wind restriction based upon construction. That's my understanding. I believe that's a correct statement. And we had to submit an architectural plan to the county to get that approved before they could then receive a permit to go ahead and build the structure. So I then met with an architectural firm in the Lewes area and had a company called Design Delmarva, and I had this drawing prepared by them. This, of course, was a construction drawing. It wasn't meant to be a plaque drawing of any type. It simply was a construction drawing. But I had this done, and I specifically had the architect put at the top up here variance per owner to show the change in the deck. So here is the old, here is the old deck line. Here is the new deck line. And this says approved building setback variance per owner. So I had that put on the drawing that I then gave to Mr. Saunders, which he then submitted to the county for approval. Of course, as you can see, we then got approval then, and he was then, on April the 8th, he was issued a permit to build. So at that point, I felt pretty comfortable that we had all the paperwork in order and we had done the right thing, and now we can move forward with the building. So Mr. Saunders then proceeded with the building. Per my contract, he had it completed the end of May, and we were ready to begin using the structure on June the 1st. Shortly after that, and here's a building permit has been issued. This was on the site. I kept a copy of this, and I believe this is a final approval. If I'm not mistaken, that's what that is. That was on the window of my house. So after the construction was completed by Mr. Saunders, then the inspector came out and gave him a final approval. That's my understanding what that document is. Okay. So then on June the 2nd, I received a notification from the county, probably a form you're all familiar with, I'm sure, and one item was circled, and it said final placement survey. We had not submitted a final placement survey, so I then went back to the surveyor and had him prepare this survey. Well, once that was done, then Mr. Grebe went down to the county because I needed a certificate of compliance because I wasn't going to pay Mr. Saunders his final payment until I had a certificate of compliance from the county. And I made it clear to Mr. Saunders he would not be paid until he presented me that certificate of compliance telling me everything was okay with the county. So then after this was submitted to plaque, then we were notified, wait, hold on, there's a problem here. You don't have a variance to do this building. Even though it's built, there's no variance for that. So that kind of led us to where we are today. And that is what led us up to where we are today in requesting a variance. I thought I went through the right process. I noted this variance document, which was given to me by the old owner. I did not realize at the time until Susan told me that a variance is only good for 1 year. I guess I made the silly mistake of thinking a variance is a variance is a variance. Once it says it's approved by the county, then that conveys to me, and I can use that to build with. So we definitely made a mistake on the variance issue. We, and I think both of us, misinterpreted the variance document as to what it would allow us to do. We went through the process, though. We got a permit. We had the structure built. And basically what I'm asking for is the county now to approve the variance, which we should have gotten, of course, last year. That was our mistake, but now to approve the variance so I don't end up having to tear a screen porch off my house because of a 10-foot setback. I would like to state that the only people in my neighborhood that the building affects whatsoever are my next-door neighbor, Jennifer and Randy. I told them what I was doing to begin with. I let them know from the very beginning what was going on, and they had no problems with it, and I asked them to provide a letter. I'll give to Ms. Isaacs, and it says, to whom it may concern, we, Jennifer and Randy, who reside at 34878, I'm 34880, so they're on the south side of me, so their house is here, mine's here, and the lagoon, which is your view, is here. So as they sit on their back porch, because of the angle of the deck, I don't obstruct their view at all. Not the deck, excuse me. Because of the angle of the bulkhead, it has no effect whatsoever on their view. If the bulkhead had been even and I had pushed it out to where it is now, then I'm sure they would not have written this letter. They would have objected to that and said, no, it has obstructed our view and we don't want it, the variance given. But they did write me a letter and say, the house next door to 34880 Alda Lane, owned by Tobin Dever Henry, we have no issue with the new construction. So they gave me that letter, and I'll submit it to Ms. Isaacs. And I believe believe I have a letter, too, from the Homeowners Association, where they also indicated that they came out, looked at the construction, had their person on the board come and look at it, and he determined that he felt it was not in any way detracting from the development or obstructing anyone's view, and then the board then provided a letter stating they had no objections. I haven't read the letter, but I'm paraphrasing it. They had no objection at all to the building. So with that said, that's my case, and Mr. Saunders is here also if you'd like to ask him questions, but that pretty much wraps up my presentation.
Excuse me. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I'd be curious to hear what Mr. Sanders has to say about the situation.
Okay. Saunders, would you like to come up here, please? Take Mr. Mills as a question for you.
Okay. What is your, you built this deck?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You obtained the permit?
We went and got a permit. I took my estimator, went up there, got the permit. And just like he said, when he went to get the permit, they told us that we had to have, because it was in a high wind, that we would have had to have a drawn documentation of what we were going to build. And they had to go by the drawing of what the architect designed. We had to go by what he designed on that blueprint. And that's what we did, and we took that up and had it stamped, took it up and to the planning and zoning. They accepted it, gave us the permit, and I thought we were all ready to go to start the job.
Even though the permit said that there was a different requirement there?
Pardon me?
Even though the permit said that there was a greater setback than what you were going to build.
Right.
Okay. Saying you didn't question that.
No, they didn't question that. I mean, I thought we did everything that we were supposed to do. I mean, we weren't trying to get around anything.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Susan, the application as written is accurate. They need the four.
It is. Back in 2002,
I think.
Two, they had four variances approved.
Right. Well, not today, the previous owner.
Right.
But none of the construction took place within a year, is that?
Correct.
I understand. Okay.
Well, everything did. There was an existing deck. He enclosed it with a screen porch. And that survey in 02 to the survey he submitted, nothing matches. It's two different surveys. So that's why I'm asking for the current, for the four new.
Just bring them all right in one dump.
Yes.
Wrap it around together.
Just to bring it into compliance with the new survey.
Okay.
But I did not build anything on the front. I did not build anything on the side. And all Mr. Saunders did on the deck on the side of the house was take up the decking and put new decking down. He did not change any of the construction. The stair landing stayed the same. He did not change any dimension on the side of the house from that variance in 2002. The only change of construction was, as you saw in the drawing, where we moved the east side corner out approximately 2 feet or whatever in order to give me a screen porch that was even across the front of my house. That's the construction he did.
All right.
The previous variance on the lagoon side, mm-hmm. is that for the deck?
Yes.
Okay. So that variance was used. It wasn't like it...
Correct.
There was construction for that variance.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Any further questions? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I do have a letter from the Homeowners Association unanimously in favor.
Okay.
And then Mr. Henry submitted a letter in favor also from the neighbors.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You in opposition, sir?
Not really, but I have a question. If I can come up. Toby, this is not, I'm Dick Fox. This is not an issue.
Oh, hey, Dick. How you doing?
Dick Fox, 34888 Creek Road,
Bayview Park, Bethany Beach. I live across the street, basically.
You want to come up to the mic,
I'm out.
Sir?
Hold up.
Boop.
Come on back.
Come on back. You got me sworn in.
You swear affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Now you're ready.
I live across the street from Toby and his wife, and I have no problem with this with what they're asking. And perhaps this is not the right audience to ask this of, but Toby has been told by the county that he has to have an eight foot variance in the front of the house. Okay, mm-hmm. Toby's not done any construction. Toby intends not to do any construction, right?
That's correct.
No. There's 36 feet between the road and the front of the house. If there's 36 feet there and the setbacks are nominally 30 feet, why does he have to have another variant or have a variance for 8 feet?
Probably because the road's not his property line.
Mm-hmm.
The road
it's
is
part of the survey.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It is part.
It's part of the survey.
Says yeah. His property line's there?
Well, the survey says he's only 22 feet.
Right.
It's 36 feet. I walked it.
Well, oh, it could be.
I measured it.
The edge of the road is probably not
his
property line. The state generally doesn't build all the way out as far as it can. It keeps land on either side.
Okay, but these are private roads. They're not
state. They're probably built the same way, a 30-foot wide road. I'll bet you if you look at the original plot, it's probably a 50-foot right.
Okay, so part of the his property does not extend out to the road is what you're saying.
Probably nobody's does.
Okay. And yet Toby's house is set back, probably 6 feet more than the neighbors on either side. Yeah. It's really screwy. I just don't understand it.
Well, there's a survey certified by a surveyor. It says he's only 22 feet from the road, so.
Okay.
From the property line.
Thank you.
Property line. Okay. Hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10695, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood, minimum variance to grant relief. It'll get things squared away on all four sides.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10695. All those
Thank
in favor?
You very much.
Of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thanks, sir.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.